Do not confuse this with treatment or mental health advice or direction. Nothing on this podcast is made to supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your mental health caretakers. Although David Koslowski is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a certified mental health professional in this environment. And same applies to any professional who may appear on the OG Therapy Podcast. Welcome to the OG Therapy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of OG Therapy. And today I've got a very good parent question. In fact, I've never had this question in the 6-7 years that I've been doing the podcast. So what I decided to do is I'm going to take this question. I'm going to answer this question. And then next episode, I'm going to flip it around and answer the opposite version of the question. So let me just say the question, first of all, and then you'll have a lot more understanding why I want to do a two-part to this. So the question is, how do I help my teen boy who is jealous of his best friend because his best friend gets all the girls' attention and is the star of their basketball team? Ooh, it's a tough one. I've tried to tell my son to just be happy for him, but he tells me his friend is really cocky and arrogant. And when my son tells him he likes a girl, his friend goes out of his way to flirt with the girl. And then the girl ends up liking a friend, but he doesn't actually like her back. He just wants all the attention. Please, what should I tell my son to do? All right. Well, thank you for who submitted that question. And ooh, this is a good one. In fact, I'm surprised I've never done a question like this before, because this is something that in therapy sessions, I have tons of conversations like this with kids. And so right now I'm going to answer it from the perspective of you got the child who's jealous of the friend. Then next episode, I'm going to answer it the other way around. If your child is like, hey, mom, dad, like, I'm really struggling, like my best friend, it's like, they're really sensitive around me. They don't like it that I get all the attention. So I think the first one we're answering from like the cocky friend perspective, how do you help your son or child deal with that? Now, we're just going to give the mom the benefit of the doubt and the son the benefit of the doubt that the other friend is being cocky and arrogant, because you know, we're talking about teenage boys. If they're good in a sport, if they're good looking, I think there's probably a higher percentage that they're going to have a little arrogance or cocky to them. It doesn't mean that that's like this kid that we're referring to, because I don't even know this kid. It doesn't seem like this kid's necessarily a bad kid because they're best friends, but best friends, sometimes they have beef with each other. They have these types of issues, especially when you bring into equation the dating aspect of it. So here's what I want you, the parent that asked the question, and any parents that are listening to this, to take into consideration. Before you talk to your kid about what's going on, it's very important to allow your child to air out all their grievances. So what I mean by that is, what happens sometimes is that a parent will start talking to their kid. The kid will admit, hey, you know, I'm frustrated with, I would just use a random name, Johnny. Johnny is, you know, he's cocky, he's arrogant, and they're frustrated with Johnny. And you hear him complaining about Johnny a lot. But then you, using your spider senses as a parent, pay close attention to like, why is he frustrated with Johnny? What's going on? Now imagine I'm talking about this scenario. I'm just giving the name of the boy who's the good basketball player, the good looking kid, giving him the name Johnny. So if Johnny is constantly being talked about by your child, and your child obviously like, oh, Johnny this, Johnny that, and you as the parent's like, well, isn't Johnny your best friend? Like, why are you mad at him? It's like, yeah, but you know, he just acts like this, he acts like that. You start to get some sense of something's going on with my child. Really irritated, frustrated Johnny. You know Johnny. If this is the best friend, you know this kid. You know if the kid can, you know, have a little bit of attitude every now and then, or maybe the kid's just really charismatic around you as the parents, but when you're not around, he uses that charisma to be cocky and arrogant. So the first thing I want you to do is I want you to just hear your son or hear your child out. When they're talking about their friend, go, oh, that's interesting, man. Oh, wow. So no answers, no suggestions, no advice. The reason why I don't want you to give suggestions, answer, advice, at least not in the beginning of these conversations, like you might want to let a few conversations go before you even say anything about what your kid should do, is because usually at the surface, your kid's going to complain about the things that Johnny does that irritates him. But as most people know, the problem you're talking about is usually not the real problem. There's usually something underneath the surface, maybe a couple layers, maybe many layers. So as you're listening to your kid and you're going, oh, yeah, man, oh, that's That sucks, man. Like, man. Well, hope he quits acting like that, or hope he quits doing these annoying things. After 2-3 conversations have gone on, then this is the trick. You, as the parent, come in kind of just with some curiosity, and you're listening to your kid complain again. And then you can say something like, hey, like, can I ask you a question? By the way, that's called permission to come aboard. You ask permission to ask the question. And when you do this, you'll get an interesting response from your teenager. They'll be like, well, yeah, you can ask a question. So now they know that you're about to ask a question. You can ask a question like this. I'm just curious to know that, I know best friends fight and stuff like that, but I've noticed that you guys have been like really fighting a lot, or maybe if you're not fighting, you've just been really irritated with him a lot. And it sounds like you've brought it up to him and you've said things to him and he just doesn't stop that behavior. My curiosity is, do you know, like, if you had to pinpoint it down to one simple thing, like what's really, really irritating you about Johnny? Now, time out for a second. I've suggested this to some parents to do this, and the parents went out and they said that part. They said, hey, you know, you're curious. You're just curious to know, like, well, what's really the problem? Like, if all the stuff you're mad at him about, if that's kind of just like the things that's irritating you, like, what's the real root of this? Now, the parents I've talked to about this, some of them made the mistake to not take my next piece of advice, and they just simply said that. I want you to say that, but I want you to give some ideas and some suggestions. For example, I'm the parent again, and I'm asking the question, say, would you mind if I ask you a question? Yeah, go ahead. Do you know, have any idea, like, maybe, like, what's, like, fueling this underneath this? Because I know best friends, they have a lot of resentment towards each other, because even though they're really close, they know each other so well. They've given each other so many chances that they're almost like, they get really irritated and angry with each other. If the other person, so if your best friend doesn't understand your wants, your needs, desires really well, it's going to piss you off more than if some random kid that you're not really close friends with says something to you or doesn't know you that well. Like, it's not going to agitate you as much as it would if your best friend did some things to hurt you. So is there something going on? Maybe like, maybe because he plays more than you and gets more playing time, maybe because he's a star on the team. Do you think like that inside is causing you to get maybe like a little envious and like angry and frustrated? And then, you know, when girls around, he's always trying to get all the attention. And because he's a good looking kid, by the way, doesn't mean that your kid's not good looking or attractive. Just said because he's whatever, getting a lot of attention from the girls. Do you think possibly that like that may be frustrating and irritating you? Or is it just simply these little basic surface things? Because you're getting really irritated and it's been going on for a long time. So I'm just kind of curious, because usually with me and my friends, if I'm pissed off my friend for a long time and angry for a long time, it's usually something else going on that I haven't addressed with them, that I haven't talked with them about. That's how I want you to approach it with your kid. But remember, give a few conversations, let your kid vent about it. Parents have a hard time letting that happen. Parents usually want to jump in and say, well, why is he doing this? What's going on? If you've ever listened to any of my podcasts, asking a bunch of questions right when your child just gives you this information is wrong on so many levels. It's wrong because they're talking to you. By you asking questions, now they can't process the information that they're saying. Now they have to process the question that you've asked them, and that takes their brain a wholly different direction. Think about it this way. If you're trying to vent to your partner, to a best friend, and every time you're trying to vent to them, they interrupt you and say, well, why did you do this? Don't you think this would have been better? And you're like, no, I'm just, let me tell my story. Let me vent. Let me have my moments. Okay. So that could be very distracting and can cause irritation. That's what usually tells teenagers in their brain, says, note to self, mom or dad, whoever the caregiver is, for some reason, it's not making me feel better. It's not helping me by talking to them. So never mind. I'm not going to talk to them about it. Then what would happen if your teenager does that to you, parent? You're gonna get more irritated and frustrated. You'd be like, well, no, let me help you. And then you're gonna try to press for more information. So don't lead off with a bunch of questions. And then once you start asking the questions, it has to be after a couple different just times of letting them vent about it, with you not giving any advice, any information, saying anything whatsoever. The reason why I suggest this to parents is because it makes you a trusted person in that conversation. Here's what I mean by trusted person. A really good best friend is just going to sit there and listen and be like, what? No way they did what? Are you kidding me? Oh man, that's messed up. And they're just going to kind of be agreeable and just kind of go along with you. So I want you to play that role for a few times. And then when you say, hey, would you mind if I ask you a question? You can even add things like, you know, I've been hearing you talking about this for a while, and don't worry, I'm not irritated or bugged. You can talk to me about anything. I'm just starting to think, like, maybe there's more to it than just meets the eye. Once you ask them that question, once you give them the suggestions, like, could it be because they play more than you? They're getting lots of attention, and because he's being arrogant about it, that's like irritating you. I know me with my best friend, and you can make up a scenario. By the way, it's just called a trilogy. You can just lie a little bit. I would say something like this. I know me and my best friend one time, I had this thing where my best friend had more success, and I was getting jealous of them, and I was getting irritated, and we're fighting all the time. And because I was embarrassed to bring up that I was jealous, I had to make issues with my friend's behavior and nitpick all these little things that he was doing that I didn't like. And then I went to my other friends and I tried to go, don't you hate it when he does this? Don't you hate it when he does that? I was trying to go recruit allies for other people to be irritated with him as well too. And one time it actually worked pretty well. The problem is that's not a cool move with a friend. If your friend has issues or is saying things that's giving you issues with the friendship, it's really up to you to bring it up to the friend. It's really up to you to talk to them about it. So this is really a thought experiment that I want you as a parent to help your kid with. I want you to get them to thinking about what's going on. Now, if they go, no, it's not that. I'm not jealous about this. I'm not jealous about that. You can just kind of be inquisitive. Say, I'm not saying that you're lying, but is it possible that maybe there is jealousy going on? But if you were to admit that you're jealous, that would even look worse. So you can't admit that. So you just kind of harbor like these anger and frustrations and it comes out sideways. And even if they say, well, I don't know. Just say, well, I'm not saying that's exactly what it is. I'm just saying that if that is the case, I think you owe it to the friendship to be honest with your friend, not through a text message, not through a messaging app of some sort on social media platform. But when you're not fighting, you're not arguing, and no one else is around, pull your friend aside and be like, hey, listen, this may sound kind of funny, and it's not your job. You don't have to, like, you know, baby me and like make sure that you never say or do anything that, you know, is going to offend me or upset me. But I did want to be honest with you and let you know that I'm low key kind of getting a little jealous sometimes, man, because we've been best friends for a long time. And, you know, I'm happy for you that you're great in basketball. And I really do. I mean, you're really good. You deserve the playing time. You deserve everything. You're awesome. You're great at, like, I want to be great at basketball too. And sometimes it gets frustrating, like when you're bragging and cocky and when you're bragging about all the stuff you're doing. Hey, like, I know you're just flexing. I know you're just happy, but like, it just bums me out. Like, it makes me feel like I suck. Now, I know that's my issue, but I just want to let you know because, you know, we're friends. Like, if you told me you felt that way, I'd make sure that, like, if you're around, I'm not going to like flex too hard when you're around because I don't want my best friend to feel bad. Or maybe you start with the girl situation and say, hey, man, like, I'll be honest with you. You're a great looking guy. Girls like you. I get it. Give compliments. Give the flowers to the person. I get it. If I was a girl, I'd probably want to date you too. By the way, you don't have to really feel that way to say that. You're basically just trying to make your friend more comfortable with what you're about to say. And then tell your friend. And it just kind of bums me out, man. A couple times when we were hanging out with girls, and I told you I like this girl. As soon as I told you that, like, I noticed you're flirting with her, you're talking to her. And next thing I know, she's flirting with you and she's liking you. Now she's got a crush on you, but you're talking to tons of girls and you're not trying to date her. And so, like, now it, like, leaves me out. It's like you gave her hope that maybe she could get you. So why would she want me? Like, doesn't even give me a chance, man. Like, I'm just letting you know that, like, is there a chance that, like, you know, maybe you don't win all the time? Like, maybe you pass me the rock, like, give me an assist every now and then. Maybe instead of flirting with that girl, talking me up to her. And be like, dude, like, hey, man, my friend likes you. And to be honest with you, like, dude, he's the type of guy I want my sister to date. Like, he's a stud. He's this, he's that. I mean, maybe you could hype me up a little bit. Like, I don't know. Maybe that's too unrealistic. I'm just letting you know. I'm low-key a little bit of jealous. But you're my best friend, and I just want to talk to you about it. If you notice I've been irritated with you and, you know, just being kind of grumpy and stuff like that, it's because of this. Time out right there. Parents, hopefully you're picking up what I'm putting down. I don't want to give you too much information, overload you with too much. So I just think this is a good place for me to kind of leave it there. I want you to explore those conversations, but just follow those different types of steps. You got to let something like this breathe. You can't jump in and try to save your kid from the way they're feeling because they're not a kid anymore. They're a teenager. They're getting older. They need to learn how to navigate these things by being honest and being real with their friends. The world does not need more young men in this situation, young men jealous of other young men and pissed off and angry because they don't have what they have. Now, if this wasn't your best friend, you could use that, oh man, this guy's better at me in basketball. Well, then I'm gonna work harder and I'm gonna put in the work and you're gonna just try to prove that you can be as good as him. Maybe if you can't be as good as him, maybe just be really good yourself, the best of your ability, and that'll make you feel a lot better. So this is something that's worked for a lot of parents in the past. I suggest you guys give it a try. Let me know what you think. Hit us up in the DMs. You can follow us at OG.therapy on Instagram, or you can follow me at David_KOZLOWSKI_ on Instagram. On YouTube, we're OG Therapy as well. And if you want to pay $5 extra a month to join our Patreon program, basically it's just a paywall. You pay $5, you get over 2 years of bonus content that's not on the normal social media podcast platforms. So go check that out. It's at www.patreon.com/OG Therapy. Until next time, don't forget, if life's got you down on your knees saying, please, 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 don't forget, all you had to do is press play, listen to your OGs. Until next time, be cool.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.